the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida at Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. And it's Tuesday afternoon around 6:15, 6:20 Eastern Standard Time. For those of you taking notes, joining me today are guest co-host today. Elgin David's out at a graduation. That seems to be happening this time of year. And Peter Leonard's got a job, so he may never be back again. Well, no, you know.
Wow, the death of a man just announced on the radio.
You know, he's bummed out. I know. He expects me to be crying right now. But I love the Peter. But if he can't come, he can't. You know, hey, you got to take care of your family, right?
I think there's
Danny the Jew joining us today, and that's his name. I'm not naming him that. I'm not an anti-Semite. You know what I mean? It's just being an asshole. Somebody's going to say, how could you call him that? Well, he's Jewish, and that's his stage name.
Yes, absolutely. Right? I'm Danny all about Jew. It. Just lets people know right off the bat. Don't ask me for money.
That's not. And right. Matt Heath.
Yes.
That's a stage name.
It's a name, all right.
It's a name. That's
a stage name?
Like, my stage name is Dougie Almeida. My professional life, I'm Douglas.
Right. I'm not Matthew. Not any
comedy
posters or anything. I'm admiring a lot of the you've worked with a lot of people over the years, Dougie.
Yeah, these are, you know.
You got a lot of posters.
Yeah, this is the wall of fame, as they put it. You know what I mean? I was at an open mic not too long ago, and somebody came over and was mad because, like, I showed up when I did, and I was on the list, and they went up to the guy, and they're like, why did he go that like that? And I'm like, I don't give a shit. But then the guy, and like, I don't know what the guy said to him. He says, oh, this guy's been around. You know, it's like, oh, so then he was talking to another guy. Like, well, I could see he was looking at me. I'm like, okay, what do I walk up and go, hey, dude, what's the issue, man? He says, well, you know, we're all just waiting here. I go, let me tell you the difference between you and I. I've hired people for over 545 weeks of work. What have you fucking done for comedy?
Not just that, Dougie. Look, I'm 2 years in. I'm the most Rube in this room. But that's kind of the way it works. Like, you go out in most cities. You go out in New York City, and if three guys that are comics, real live comics, show up and they want to work some stuff out, they go on. You're out. You're up.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Like, I'm bumping people in South Florida, but I'm not bumping anybody in New York, man. I'm getting bumped there.
Right.
Exactly. And I don't sit there and go, oh, why?
Anytime I hear comics getting into that vibe, I said to them, I kind of educate. Look, that's the way it works.
But I was like that too, dude. I would be like, I would want to tell people, hey, listen, this is the way it works. But now I'm like, fuck it. Let them crash and burn. I don't care anymore. You know what I mean? I would give advice to people. I'd help people with punchline or give somebody a tag, and then I'd find out that they were talking smack about me, you know, after.
Is that Burn and Crash that does your theme song, by the way?
That's Elgin, who produced the opening.
All right, so it's just Elgin. It's not both those guys?
Yeah, just Elgin does
it. Great song. It's great.
Yeah.
Great intro.
We want to come up. Great it's intro. Funny, when we were on Bubba Army Radio, the program director of Bubba Army Radio, he heard the intro song, goes, that's it, we're going to put this. He didn't even listen to the rest of the thing.
Well, you know what's funny, Dougie? I thought that that's where I had heard you before I got into the comedy scene. Well, that's where Danny the Jew started. I was on his show.
Yeah.
And then when he launched the internet, the Bubba Army Radio thing.
Right.
I used to go up there and guest host with Shannon Burke. I don't know if you were there, if you were involved at that point.
No.
But that's where
So I went to the studio a couple times, did shows.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to move to Tampa so I could do a 2 to 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock from the studio. Didn't pay.
That's exactly where I am. You know I mean? Don't live in Tampa.
I'm going to have to, you know, I'm gonna take the bullet train. You know, if we had one of those, like, bullet trains from Florida. Imagine that'd be nice if you can go all the way to Tampa in, like, 2 hours on a train or something.
I said to them, if I could come and go each day, I would do it. But I couldn't move to Tampa.
Yeah, I said it to my wife. If I can come, then we can go. Ridiculous. Last night at the N2 Wine Bar, you were there.
Yeah.
A little open mic action. Perry Sack was out with Lenny Travis, which is always funny to watch Lenny Travis at an open mic. Because he's usually like, dude, I hate doing these things. And we had a good time. And crowd was there when it started.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, again, I'm not going to, I wouldn't want to push anything to Dom. Nadim runs it. Great kid. And I just merely made a suggestion. I said, look, you got a good crowd here. You may not, you know, you fuck the list. You may just want to put up an opener, a pro, an opener, a pro, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And keep them here as long as possible, you know? And, you know.
Crowd bailed out.
The crowd bails out there all the time.
People probably stop in for a drink or two. They're not planning on staying for a whole hour and a half show. So that's why, you know, that's why I hate when I go to certain gigs. They're like, okay, we're going to put you on last. I'm like, no, do me a favor. Put me on early.
Yeah.
I'd rather go on early when the crowd's there. I don't want to wait till the end and, you know, and people, you know, eight different ass-eating jokes.
You don't want a deadline?
No.
Whatever you go on last at an open mic. You're deadlining.
Yeah. So, but it was fun, man. I just try to get as much as I can open mics because I'm working on, reformulating doing this bit I've been doing. And last night, thank God Nadim doesn't smoke weed, but he remembered, I didn't record it. So I added something new to that bit, the threesome bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did with the strap on dildo part. And I said something I never said, and it really did well. I couldn't remember. And Nadim goes, oh, that's when you, and I'm like, oh,
thank God.
That's 3 minutes in there now, man. Perfect. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. You, that's where you helped me out at that place. I like that room. You helped me out. Great. Best ending to the joke. I had it. I was rolling with it. I was trying a bunch of different things.
I just want to let the local South Florida comics know, if you want to learn how to fucking schmooze, this guy is awesome. And here, and I'm saying this in a loving way, because there's people that do it and you're like, you make me nauseous. But, you know, but you do it in a way where, you know, you kind of feel good. You know, you kind of feel like, yeah. And here's the thing. I know it's authentic because I like you. You're a good dude. And that's why I wanted to say, so like, hey, I'm going to give this guy a tag.
I appreciate it.
This guy's running around. He calls himself Dan the Jew. Danny the Jew. And I said, he needs some help.
You know how I knew I was in the right place? When I pulled up, I saw your bumper sticker, the DTJ. DTJ.
Yeah. So at any rate, listen. So the open mics are great and stuff, and you got to do them. And now, two things, my friend. I'm going to say, you said last night something that concerned me, and you said something about thinking about suicide. Now, this is not an intervention, you understand?
All right.
But since you're on this show now, this can't happen. You understand? You can't do that. If it happens, you're killing me, too. I just want to let you know. So before you go and throw your fucking rope over the fucking ledge.
Damn.
All right? Just stick to it, and there's brighter days.
What's the other thing?
I want to talk about this situation, which we could do it somehow in the beginning of the show. But,
can we address the other thing? I thought when you and I were talking, we were going to give him ideas on how to. That you totally threw me off. I was writing down ideas on how to do it.
You're giving him, like, ways to do it?
Yeah, like ways to
do it. What he got written there? Like, leave the car running in the garage?
Car in the garage, but he doesn't have a garage, so I know that. That's
don't
out.
Have a garage. That's
I would say...
Yeah, maybe you should, Jesus.
I would say...
I don't even have a washer or a dryer. I do my laundry at the laundromat.
Yeah? Nice. You actually really got to do that shit?
How old are you?
I'm 26.
All right.
So you're still a kid.
Yeah, you know.
You're still supposed to be fucking up. But don't kill yourself because you got to remember you're still a kid.
No, I wasn't talking about it. It was a joke about suicide.
It's a funny joke.
It was a good joke,
another guy who was up.
Was it a funny joke, though? No, yeah, I wasn't there. So.
No, there was another guy. Well, listen, there was another guy that looked like a new timer, a new open mic guy, new comp working at it. And he opened up with pedophilia, ooh, right? He basically said something about half the young infants today have vaginas. So when you're sitting there picturing a 4-year-old with a vagina, you couldn't help but, you know, feel creepy.
Oh, God.
And then he went into cancer. Then he talked about cancer. I'm like, this guy's covering every bad topic I mean, if you're starting out, you don't want to start with the real hard material, you know. Do a fart joke, you know. Do a dick joke.
Pedophilia jokes don't seem to
hit. It's not something you want to open up with.
No, I have on three occasions so far in my young comedy career, I've done Holocaust jokes.
Right.
And I think they're funny, but they have not hit. Not even with the Jew crowds.
Yeah, well, crowds. You don't understand why they're sensitive about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's like you could like even if you say a Trump, like even the word you like. I've been in a situation where the minute I mentioned the word Trump in my Angry Birds joke,
yeah.
They you could see like some people going, oh, they're like get triggered, like they're gonna shit a fucking, you know, a misery buck, misery lump.
Well, that's where the idea of Danny the Jew came from.
Yeah.
Is fuck you. Don't get mad at me for anything I say. I'm making fun of me first.
Yeah.
So you just gotta
self-deprecation.
Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
Just keep looking over at your shirt, which is fucking
love. Self-deprecation is important.
Yeah. You know, like I've seen comics like the greatest in the world, Don Rickles, when it came to that. I mean, he doesn't make fun of himself. He's one of these guys. Like, I think of guys like that, I think of Don Rickles, I think of Rich Voss.
Yeah.
People that could be rude and just make and say shit to people, and they're like, oh, give me more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They love it.
You know what? You're right. That's funny that you mentioned those two guys, because they're not, like they're Rich Voss, who I know is a buddy of yours. Rich Voss is like, he's like a regular-looking guy. He's an average-looking guy. He's just like, he's like around. And you look at, you're like, why can that guy... There's these people who can say things and people don't get mad.
And Rich says because he has a bit of a speech impediment, so they think of him as like he might be a little, you know.
I don't know. Now Rich is looking at me, so it's freaking me out a little bit. Rich is right there, but it's true. There are guys that can, because you're right about oh my God, who you just said?
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles never makes fun of himself. No, he makes fun of everybody else.
Everybody else, but he does it to everyone. He's not like he doesn't just pick on one person. That could be, you know.
You think he could
upon.
Do it now? You think he could start?
Oh, yeah. No. That's the thing. That's the difference between a master.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And somebody who's trying to, like, follow someone else's footsteps. You know, the whole idea, like, speaking of Voss gave me great advice a few years ago. And, you know, I was like, give me an honest opinion, what you think of my shit. You know, he goes like, because you're a funny guy, you're likable, and that's the best part. These jokes you're not even going to be telling in 5 years. You're going to be doing shit that, you know. So then from there, and this is the advice I gave you. Eventually they're gonna get to the point where you're not writing jokes. You're just saying shit that's funny.
Yeah,
because it's you. People are looking at you, like you know at the open mic at Funky Buddha, and you took on this janitor, the Funky Buddha janitor role. It's believable. You're like the modern day guy from One Day at a Time.
Yeah,
what was his name?
Schneider.
Schneider. You're like the modern day fucking.
He looks like Schneider too.
He's got a Schneider look.
Yeah.
Everybody thought Schneider was banging the mom. By the way. In that show.
I think he was banging.
I've never seen the show you're talking about.
One Day at a Time?
No.
Go look it up on YouTube, man.
But back to Don Rickles. I think he didn't need to self-deprecate just because he was the whipping boy of the Rat Pack.
Right. Well, when he was around those guys, yeah. They just dished it all. But I mean, when you were Dean Martin and fucking Frank Sinatra,
all those guys are so much better looking than he is too. So it's like
exactly. He's like the ugly chick that's with those chicks at the bar, and like, well, who's gonna bang her?
Yeah,
you ever in that situation when you're single, like you got two or three of your buddies with you, and you're like, you're all like, okay, I want that one. You know, your good looking buddy who's especially the one that's gonna be doing all the talking. He's got first choice.
So right. here is why my best friend from high school, since freshman year of high school, 30-something years we've known each other, is the greatest wingman of all times.
Right.
Super good-looking dude.
Right.
Super good-looking dude.
Did you ever make out with him?
A couple times, but that was just, mistake. It was a mistake.
Yeah.
But his nickname was the Grenade.
Right.
Because he, on his own volition, went ugly early.
He blew up after 6 seconds.
He would take that, well.
That's why my wife calls me the Grenade.
He was, hey, we need a symbol. He would take the ugly chick early on purpose because he's like, it's a guarantee.
Right.
Great guy to hang out with.
Yeah. Yeah, because then that's not a bad move because then the other girls are all happy, but like, oh my God, somebody's banging Shelly.
Right.
And then, oh my, this has never happened. And then the other girl's like, well, okay,
I can drink and
pick the little short fat guy.
The short Jewish guy.
I'm going to reciprocate.
Hey.
Not a bad idea, man. It's like the perfect mind, right? With Russell Crowe. When he came up with that thing, the only way that you could deal with a situation like this is if everybody ignores the major attraction in the room.
You guys ever watch the Larry Sanders Show?
Yeah, great show.
Yeah,
I think it's a great show. I got the series box set.
Really?
I find it hard to watch a show that's like about the ugliest man on the, like Gary Shandling is just so ugly.
He's not a bad looking guy.
I don't think he's a bad
looking
dude.
He's not a bad looking guy.
I think he's an average looking dude.
Have you looked at his face? It looks like one of the masks in that Twilight Zone episode.
You know,
about
here's
the
here's
I don't do this because it's rude, but I'm pulling it up. I got to pull up a picture of Gary Shandling.
I think you ought to be careful because you guys have a similar look. You guys have that
right,
longer face.
Yeah.
You just hate yourself so much. You saw Larry Sanders, like, he looks like me.
He looks like me. That guy's
fucking
horrible.
Asshole. Yeah, gotcha.
You're probably right.
Sanders. He's an association there. You're displacing your fucking your disappointment in your life on him. That's what you're like, oh, look how ugly he is.
Yeah, he's not that. He's not as ugly as you.
No, he's not an ugly guy. If you want to think of ugly comics, you know, Carrot Top, you know, who else? I mean, you know, you don't really need to point out ugly.
Right, like whoever, and that, like, who's the guy, not you, not the guy in the middle, that guy, on the end.
Adam Murray?
Yeah.
With the glasses?
Not a great-looking dude.
All right, well, you know, he's, by the way, had a great time. He was in France.
I'm sure he's probably way more successful, but... No. No, I'm just kidding. It was the first face I saw. Everybody
so I just want to make a note here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show that Danny the Jew... said Adam Murray from Orlando is ugly.
Well, he's not the best looking guy on
right.
the
Well, we got a lot of handsome people on these walls.
Right.
So
I mean,
it's kind of hard to pick an ugly one.
There you go.
Matter of fact, let me think about it.
I think we should have the audience of the Dougie show say who's the best looking of the three
I really couldn't tell you. I mean, well, it's Casey Peruski.
Let's see.
He's down there.
Is that the bald guy? Nah, yeah. He's good.
He's all right looking. Yeah, because you're trying to get a gig from him.
Yeah, yeah. Which one of these guys are local?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, they're all good looking dudes, man. So, God, ugly. Kirk Meadows, look at that guy.
Where are we?
Right in the Lou Angel Wolf poster up there. Kirk is ugly. Kirk's just ugly. He's always smiling like he won the lottery.
Yeah. I don't like guys that are that
What's
happy.
Up, Mark? Good job last night, by the way, Mark. Mark did his. He was there last night. He got to do his and his brought his wife, and he got a little concerned because I mentioned I did my joke about, you know, masturbating to her Facebook profile photo, and so now he made me unfriend her. It's like a joke, and so, you know, but he got to do. He got on stage for the second time, and he did his Scooby-Doo impression, and yeah, good job, man. You know, and I try to tell him, like, you can't be mad that this is your second time on stage. And first of all, nobody killed at the end of that night. There was like five comics left in the audience.
Right.
You know, is that me? Who's that?
That's you.
That's you. Yeah.
That would be me.
I'm silent.
I'm
silent.
Plus, I have no reception here.
Yeah. I'm silent. Everything. Any rate, what's up, Joey Cola? Welcome to the show, buddy. Santo says, "Wow, I like he should talk now. Dougie is pretty. I'm dashing.
Dougie,
you know,
before
I was Dougie Dangerous, I was dashing Dougie.
Yeah, once in a while you post those soccer pictures.
Believe me, I let it go now. But you know, I had my days. I do this for my wife. I look like this so my wife doesn't have to deal with all that.
All
that trim hanging all over
she
me.
She should be thanking you every minute of the day.
Woof. Yeah,
every minute of the day.
Yeah. Any rate, So, listen, speaking of women, we got to talk about this. And I'm hoping you don't. You could say no, that's fine. But you were recently involved in one of these little Me Too issues in South Florida, which somebody brought up to me. And I didn't know this person. I didn't know who this person was. And, you know, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because if I was falsely accused of something, right, I would want to speak my piece. I would want to say, look, there's no way I'd look at that ugly skank. You know, you know what I mean? It's like a witch hunt nowadays. Somebody can just say, hey, you know, I'm worried from girls in the third grade, you know, coming back saying, hey, you touched my no-no. Right. You know, I touched all the girls' no-nos. I had three older brothers. I was trying to get laid in elementary school.
Please.
We could talk about it. What do you want to know about it?
All right, so...
you want to explain?
And the other thing is we want to set up is do we even want to mention the person's name?
I'll be honest with you. You know, I think that might not be fair.
I'm asking Danny the Jew, because you're the closest thing to an attorney
I know a bunch of them. I think because that person's not here,
right?
Be there,
yeah, I gotcha.
That we maybe we leave her the name out.
Right.
Leave the name out.
But I am interested to hear,
I think,
because
comics that are watching, they'll probably know who we're talking about.
Well,
anyway.
Listen, to be honest though, that person put it out live on Facebook, and I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't know this.
So let's get this straight. So a female comic went on Facebook and posted that some real strong an accusation that you had. Did you finger bang her? What'd you do?
No, I didn't even touch her.
Okay, that's a good start.
In the accusation, all that it says is that I tried to touch her.
What does that mean?
She really was just angry because of the text message that I sent her.
All right, well, let's slow down there. All right, so where does this begin? Does the text message happen before the post?
Okay, so I'll just start from the beginning. Yeah. I was at a show.
Right.
I got a ride to the show with Adam Kay. He was the guy that produced the show.
Oh, that's when your trouble starts. No, I don't even know.
I don't know who it is, but he
could have easily given me a ride back. I was going to take a ride. Instead, I asked for a ride with this girl.
Right, right.
I didn't realize she was uncomfortable with giving me a ride. If I knew she was uncomfortable, I would have. Take it a ride.
She gave you a ride home, though.
Yes.
So how could...
All right, so hold on. So you guys are at a show, and then somehow you get into a conversation. Who asked? Did you ask for a ride?
Yes, I did ask for a ride.
And she said, what made you feel like...
She said yes. I thought she was cool with it.
All right. And we know sometimes, you know, and that's... Listen, you got to step up for yourself nowadays. You know what I mean? If you don't want to give a ride home, I mean, somebody like so scared not to get somebody's hurt feelings. But it's like if somebody asked you to move, you say, fuck you. I can't help you move.
Nope.
Don't be hurt by that, motherfucker.
Nope.
We can't be friends then.
Then that's fine. But
I don't even like to bend over for change.
Fuck no.
I'm not going to help you move.
Nope.
All right. So you get a ride. You get a ride.
But
home.
As soon as I get into the car with her, she starts acting like real weird. She's like, as we're driving away from the show.
Did she make you sit in the back seat?
She
it's like an Uber
she
driver.
She asked me to sit in the back seat. I thought she was kidding. I said,
Did you know it was a joke?
Did you know that she has to sit in the back seat? Because I didn't know.
I'm very smart. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't need to. I'm very presumptuous.
God.
And I have the force.
So you said no.
I thought she was joking.
Okay.
All right.
Who asked somebody to sit
in the back
seat?
She has a boyfriend. She's really worried, you know. That's what I would have thought. That's what I would have said. I was like, what, do you have a boyfriend? You're worried about being seen with me? And, you know, first of all, if somebody would have asked me that, and A, if I would have thought you, I would have said, oh, you're kidding, right? And they said, no, well, fuck you. I'll call it. You know. I don't need your ride that bad.
Uba.
Yeah. All right. So you thought it was laughing. And you sat in the front seat, which probably made her really uncomfortable.
So, as we're driving away, she says, "Man, I'm so glad to get away from all these rednecks."
All right.
You know who's standing in the street is Randy Vega's brother.
Yeah.
And somebody
Puerto
else.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah. He has red hair. Maybe there was hairs on.
There's something red.
Well.
Yeah. So that's enough. You guys get in the car and she drives off. She goes, "I'm so glad to get away from these rednecks." Which you ready? At any listen, I'm a 50 year old man. I've experienced a lot of things. Right there, that tells me that she's damaged goods. I'm just letting you know right off the bat. The minute she starts bad mouthing another dude, right off the bat, she's damaged goods. Go ahead. So she says that.
So she asked me to do my Ray Romano impression half the ride home. And she was upset. It says in the post that she was upset that I kept trying to turn down the radio. And it was because I was trying to give her directions to my house.
Yeah. That's funny.
When she pulls up to my driveway, she pulled up like a block further.
Did the tire screech when she stopped in there?
Get out.
Go ahead.
And I got out of the car like, this chick is crazy.
Right. I mean, you didn't try to like, you were like trying to grab her knee or anything during the...
She asked
for some impressions and then, you know, and then you're trying to give her directions, you know, make a right next to the laundromat.
Where are you?
That's where I take my clothes.
Did you show her all the cool places you hang out? Like, that's where I do my laundry.
Yeah, by the way, that's where I do my shit over
that's
there.
That's where I take a shower. Yeah. YMCA there.
You see the pool over there? Where I take my bath.
I dip in the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, you just got to hop right over the fence and get right in.
All
right.
So she stops and stops in your driveway or at the halfway house. And then, you live in an apartment?
I live in an apartment.
Okay, so in the apartment...
It's definitely not a nice
You still
apartment.
Living with that lady who makes you vacuum? You still living with the mean lady? He used to live with this lady who used to make him do
I
chores?
I got my own apartment.
Oh, nice.
All right, so is there no guard gate or anything like that?
No, it's It's like a duplex.
Gotcha. So she pulls up, gets there, and she says, "Get the fuck out." What happens there?
That was pretty much it. I got out, and I sent her like a text message, like.
So you have her digits at least.
Yeah. No. It was a Facebook message.
All right. Well, we don't. That could be different because then somebody assumes, you got her phone number. All right. So you have Facebook. Your friend's on Facebook, and you call her and said, "Nice tit suite." Would you fucking?
I know we're not supposed to laugh at each other, but that's funny.
I said nice if. I said if I knew you weren't interested, I wouldn't have asked you for a ride home. And then she was like, she sent me a message back saying, "It's just like, I got a boyfriend. Everybody knows that." And here's where I think she got really pissed off, is when I said,
"He's a fag."
No, I said, "Why would anybody know that you do comedy like 3 times a year?"
She
got real pissed apparently, and posted that on Facebook day saying that I'm a huge jerk.
I don't think because of that reason you're a huge jerk. I'm sure there's other reasons, but not that in particular.
I mean, all right. So nothing physical happened on the car, and then you sent her a text. You basically try, because I guess she had said something during the ride that you felt uncomfortable, like you felt bad, like you forced your way into her car, and you thought, I want to let this fucking beast know that, did I call her? Yeah. I want to let this person know that
was out loud. You said that out loud. Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know if sometimes...
I was reading, I was watching, I was looking at an X-Men advertisement, I thought beast. So this girl takes, you wanted to, I felt bad, I'm like that sometimes. I feel bad if, all of a sudden I stayed too long or, I made somebody uncomfortable. I'd be like, "Hey, I really apologize. If I had known that you really didn't want to drive me home, I would have found another way home." That's cool. I apologize. I'm sorry I put you through that. So, and then she said, most people would know if they knew. And you thought, well, fuck you then. And then, if you actually were a comic.
Right, comics go to that spot.
Yeah, fucking around with each other. And she's not a woman or just a woman, she's a comic. So she should kind of have an idea, right? That this is a little, you feel comfortable doing banter with comics, right?
To be honest, I kind of feel a little bit bad for her just because she made this post. And then, she had blocked me on Facebook, I didn't even read the thread. All these people are saying horrible things about me. I read it on somebody else's show. Me like, look at all these things people are saying about you. And I was like, well, no, they weren't there. So.
Yeah, that's interesting. We were talking about that before the show. I've had situations with fellow comics in South Florida. And it's interesting how people make pick their team in a sense. And then they'll go ahead and they'll jump in on the fucking troll bandwagon. Any of these creepy fucks you want to mention on?
No, because I don't even know any of those people. So all the people that were saying things like bad about me were people that don't even know who I am.
Right. Yeah,
and then there was all these comics that were
liberals
that were standing up for me. And then basically, this is why I feel bad for this girl that made this whole post and everything. All these comics stood up for me. She basically demonized all of them. Said something about how. Like all the male comics, on the scene are assholes and everything.
Right. Yeah.
And she kind of shot herself in the foot. And
she's not making many friends, in other words. By the way, Perry Sack, who's watching on Facebook Live, fellow comic who was there last night, into Wine Bar, says, "I met Matt last night for the first time. He was naked by my car as I was leaving."
Sounds like Matt.
Sounds like what he does on the first time.
Was he trying? He might have been trying to drain your radiator to take a shower. Yeah. I mean, it's hot water. Your car was running, Perry.
Yeah,
he's got a
hemorrhoid. He heard hot water kind of gets rid of a hemorrhoid.
Or maybe Perry's air conditioning was running because Matt's car doesn't have air conditioning either.
It's true.
I know.
All right,
so
she puts this post that she's uncomfortable in. And in that post, is that when she claimed that you had tried to touch her?
Yeah.
No.
The original post.
Oh, I didn't see the claim. If it's not about me, I don't read too far down. Was there a claim of touching?
It's just said he tried to touch my leg, I guess, which I didn't do. Mm.
Well, that's, I've seen a photo of her. That's
Oh, Dougie.
I was trying to turn down the radio.
Dougie.
Oh, I got you. So,
it was leg in the way.
That's how, like, was, okay, so this wasn't a Cadillac you're in. This is like a little like compact car in a sense. Where you, like,
to tell you the truth, I don't even remember what kind of car she drives.
How much had you drank that night? Not that it doesn't make a difference because nothing happened, and that's right. But you know, people interpret things differently when they've had a few too many versus.
Yeah. This whole thing's I could see kind of. So in other words, he's going to turn the volume down. She's all nervous. She looks down like, oh, this is like his move, like when you're in the movie theater.
Yeah,
you're gonna put your arm around somebody. But the modern day move is to lower the radio.
We're old men.
Yeah, so
we're old men.
You know what I'm saying? So I could see that, and she's getting all fucking piped out. So did you respond? You ever respond to that? Like, look, bitch, I was just trying to lower the radio. I wasn't, you know, I didn't feel like eating sausage links.
No, because
Jesus, Dougie.
It's not like she said, like,
look, you guys didn't want to mention her name, so
I love it.
A lot of what happens, I think, is happening in her head,
right?
You know, like,
yeah, that's what demented people have. They listen to voices. I was talking about one of the comics I got into it with. The two had voices in his head that would tell him things and then presume those, and then he'd react to those voices as if I was the one doing them, and he started to say doing shit to me like, what the way, fuck it, well, you, yeah, I get you.
By the way. All the voices in my the only thing the voices in my head are telling me,
they're not that mean.
The voices in my head are not that mean. They're not that interested in anybody else.
Yeah, that's why it's interesting. Like I said, I used to help comics and this and that. Yeah. I got to a point like, fuck them. You know, I mean, too many people turn that, you know, spit in my face after doing it. And so I was like, well, I'm not doing shit for anybody anymore.
You know what? You said something, and not like you said how I either come across as genuinely like interested, and then
right.
The only reason, like, there are guys that I'm sure there are plenty that think, you know, kissing up to Dougie's been around a while. It doesn't even enter my brain, which is why all this stuff, this kind of stuff makes me insane. That's why I don't ride with anybody, because it wouldn't even be my thought to any of this stuff. Like, if we weren't there, so if everything Matt's saying actually happened, which there's no reason to not believe him.
Well, do you believe Matt or not?
I do. Yeah? I do. And I read most of the posts, and I know the girl, and she doesn't seem to be a bad kid. But again, I don't know her well.
Now let me ask you, because of these accusations that she because you'd worry about you're being slandered in a sense. Well, you're being, you know, like your character's being attacked.
I didn't worry about it because nothing's come of it. She deleted the thread. But even if everything she said in that thread was true,
right,
it's still nothing.
It's nothing.
Like,
it's all circumstantial.
I tried to touch her leg.
I tried to touch her leg. That's a lot better. Listen, if I was a pervert, I'd be trying to touch your tits.
Right.
All right. When I start reaching for your tits, honey, write a Facebook post.
But she took the post down. That's a very interesting point too.
Well, she probably
when you
realized
take something
it,
down.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you never, ever go on your phone when you're emotional.
Right.
That's it. So, I mean,
good point. You never want to make that call either before the internet. That's just a big thing in business. You know, if client gets you mad, don't call. Nope. If a client leaves you a message like, I'm taking my account from you, don't call them right back. Give it 24 hours right off the bat.
Yeah.
Think about it. Whatever you say at that moment is never going to be better than if you waited 24 hours. You got to wait that shit out.
I agree. I think people need to do that with everything they say.
Yeah, take your time.
Everything they say.
There's no, you're not going to, you know, this isn't like the early bird gets the worm. This is not the same saying.
And for the most part, nobody gives a shit about what you're saying.
Right.
The internet and the social media has made us all, I put myself in that same thing, way more important in our own minds than we actually are.
Yeah.
Except you can still get just as in trouble.
I posted on Twitter, you know, the Supreme Court ruling 7-2.
Yeah.
In favor of the baker who didn't want to do a cake for the gay couple, which I just found out too as I read more into the story, and my buddy Mark Calmusa mentioned it to me that this baker also doesn't like to do Halloween cakes.
Right,
that's how religious they are. It's like a paganistic type believing. So there's that much consistency in somebody's religious beliefs should not make any homosexual person get mad. Because here's my point: if I'm a homosexual man, that means I want to be treated a certain way. I want people to respect my opinions. I want people to respect me as someone who's just as equal as anybody else, that I demand that. And I should not be persecuted. I should not be judged for what it is I'm doing, who I am, right? For my sexual preference. And I say, obviously, homosexuality is not a choice. I said you're born with it. But the choice is to come out.
Yep.
That's the one thing. People say, it's not a choice. No, it isn't. But the choice ends up being when you get those feelings. If someone's homosexual and they come out, that's the bravery part. They're actually going to say, you know what? I know the world may, you know, years ago this was harder, but now this is the decision they're going to make. Like, I'm going to let the world know this is the way I am, because inside I know it's something that's not maybe, you know, the norm in a sense, you know, and that's something that comes from that, from years of that being, right? So it is a decision. So my point is, it's just as bad. That's why I was happy with the decision, because people of faith are being persecuted. The same way homosexuals, the same way blacks, in a sense, or don't want to be judged. You know, people that are of faith have been judged in this last decade in this country as being like Joey Behar. Oh, Christians! Anybody who talks to God has a mental health issue. Really?
Yeah, that's insane.
I heard the number 666 hit the fucking solar flare. You know what I mean? When that happened, I said, this is it. This is the beginning of the fucking end, when somebody on national TV is going to ridicule somebody of faith.
You know, we're at a ridiculously interesting time and possibly a little scary time. It's not going to affect guys like you and I, because we're too old in terms of...
Don't count me in your boat about being an old dude. I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
You're older than me.
Well, I know, but the
only
better.
Reason I did
Fuck
this
Fuck you.
Podcast,
how long are you living? How late are you
listen,
living?
I thought some 40-year-old women, you know, might want to pick me up for it because they're fans of you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely.
I'm going to get in the demographic of older women.
No, but, you know, it is a very interesting time in that respect, because you and I were talking before about some of the things we might talk about, the national anthem thing and and the Eagles with the White House and all these things. People have lost track of what the laws are and what the rules are. Okay. So you can't be put in jail because of something you say, short of making threats against somebody.
Right. Something that causes bodily harm or
you
panic.
Can't you can get up and say, I think Donald Trump is a racist scumbag, right?
Opinion.
You can't be put in jail for that. But you can be punished at your work.
Right.
You can if I work for Hobby Lobby, right? And I can't go and say, hey, you have to provide birth control for my wife. For their religious beliefs, which they have the right to do, they put the money up for that company. I don't agree.
Right.
I might not agree with it. Listen, I think those bakers are stupid.
From a
purely business standpoint, I go, hey, you went into business, you didn't go into religion.
Here's the only thing I'm going to say different than that. Because it's all like in my business, my day job, I say, look, I work with a select group of people. And that's why I work with some of the greatest clients in the world. This is about free enterprise. So you're right. Yeah, some people would say, oh, if they're not going to do that, but let me put this in perspective. I mean, how many people buy Halloween cakes versus birthday cakes?
Sure.
This is their decision.
Absolutely.
And the fact is, their decision isn't based on money.
Right.
It isn't based on just pure greed. It's based on what? A faith.
I agree.
A true pillar of why this person does what they do. And that's why when this case came out, now this is my point. I was on Twitter and I posted when Donald Trump made the tweet. I just put on there, I made a comment. I didn't retweet. Right. I just commented. I go, a big win for people of faith. That was all I said.
I got
a few fucking troll cocksuckers that got on there and they're saying, oh, you know, like, how would you have faith in following a person that's, you know, this corrupted, a blah, 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 and you put your faith in this guy. I go, look, this is my answer. And I feel like I've become enlightened. I go, listen, when we were kids, we got coloring books. When we got those coloring books, we could choose whatever colors we wanted to use, how professional, you know, how nice the picture was going to be, where you're going to put a sun in the corner. And thank you, buddy, for sharing your interpretation of the situation at this moment. That's what it's all about.
Of course.
So the fact is, because you're looking through those eyes and you don't see the way I see, and that's this whole problem I had with, you can say, look, gay marriage, great. Have gay marriage. It's fantastic. Get married. Do all this shit. Do you want. But you cannot expect 100% of the people to be cool with it.
Of course not.
That's just the way it is. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. From a business standpoint, if I'm their business advisor, I go, you guys are morons. But I'm also, they're not asking anybody to make, they're not saying, I'm not making a cake for the gay person, and now the world owes me $50 for that cake
right.
because
not,
I couldn't make
I
it.
I want to be subsidized because of my
so
father, my religion.
I don't
belief.
Give a shit. Listen, there are a lot of people who hate a lot of people for a lot of dumb reasons.
Right.
Right? I'm sure there are people who don't like me because I'm a Jew. They don't like you because you're Italian, right?
No.
No?
Why? Because I pulled up my Z28 and
because you have a Z28 and you wear Z Cavaricci's.
No. Yeah,
that's what he's wearing under the table. You can't see.
You're really not Italian?
No.
What are
Portuguese
you?
Spaniard. See, you fucking racist cocksuckers.
Exactly. I'm a fucking
well, I'm Italian.
Yeah. So you're right. So again, they're just doing it their way.
The decision the Supreme Court made was based on the rules of government. They went
seven
this
to two.
That's it.
7-2, everybody. 7-2. That's not, and that's with half the Supreme Court being liberal. Right, and the other half being conservative.
Absolutely. Whereas even as the Supreme Court's ever been, right?
Yeah. So lighten up, you fucking. And any other comics are like, oh, if you feel this way, answer this for me. No, fuck you. I'm not answering your fucking questions. I love when somebody goes on Facebook, like, answer this then. No, fuck you. You don't dictate. You don't get to tell me. You're not the teacher. You're not the professor. You're not el maestro. I am my own fucking captain, motherfucker. You want to ask a question, ask it. I don't have to answer it. And if I don't answer it, you say you're scared to answer it. No, I'm not your puppet. You understand? That's just the way it works.
Dougie, I'm the same way on my Facebook
There you
page.
Go. Wake up, America. Stop following these fucking trolls. Philadelphia Eagles visit to the White House was canceled. Now, back and forth, I think the players in the NFL are tipping on dangerous waters. Don't blame Donald Trump. Understand something. The reason that it's the NFL's ratings are down is because people, not Donald Trump, because
the
people aren't going to want to watch people that should be thanking God for the opportunities that this country has given them where they're at in life. They have made it to a situation where very few people, a fraction of the population, will ever be a professional football player. And you've gotten that opportunity. Yes, there's police brutality. Yes, there's stereotyping. Yes, these things happen. Yes, there's a lot of reasons, unfortunately, over history why these things didn't just happen because somebody said we're going to fuck with things. Things happen because they happen. And I can tell you this. I was told one of the first things one of my philosophy professors said to me, he goes, if you feel something, you're right. Your feelings don't fucking lie to you. That's how you feel. And if somebody ever tells you that you don't feel that way, you walk away from that person because they're manipulative and they're controlling. You always, if you feel it, you feel it. That's the way it is. It's the way it's truth. It's my truth. You understand? It's my truth. And I, you know, when things are happening, not because of a great conspiracy. You know, I read some post that somebody says there's laws against black people. Well, I get it. Loitering. This is the thing about, you know, people, this whole thing happened with, like, oh, well, that's against black people. No, it's against anybody who sticks around a fucking business that's not going to use the services, that just stays there to either bug people or just whatever, suck up the air conditioning. That's what it's about. If the fact that there is a certain race of people that are doing that, there's reasons behind that, but it's not because somebody wrote the law. The law was written, right, because people complained. Except common law, can't thou then don't kill somebody, don't steal, all that normal shit. But these other arbitrary little laws and stuff are made because somebody thought there was a reason to do it.
You know, it's interesting because when you go back to the national anthem thing, right?
Right.
So every soldier that I know, everybody that served the country, everybody to a man has said to me, I don't care if they kneel.
Right.
I don't care if they kneel. So there's that aspect.
Right.
There's the aspect of, by the way, what you said, the 300 million people that live in this country have the right to say, we're not watching that. And this is the reason why.
Yeah.
So there is a correlation business-wise between when that started and the ratings on
right.
the NFL.
Out of those people that aren't watching, yes, you got the KKK members. Most of those guys, they're watching.
There's six guys in the KKK when you think about it.
As a big yes. number, right. Right? They're watching stock car anyway.
Right.
Right, let's face it. And but what happened with that whole thing was when it was being abused. And some people put, like, pigs, you know, cops and, you know, pigs and, you know, a black athlete with a football jersey on slitting the neck of a fucking police officer.
Well, that's what, yeah.
That's the stuff that kind of most people go, whoa, I'm not following you anymore.
Right. And the issue is, look, I said this the other day. I don't know, who knows what the fucking number is. I'm sorry. We're allowed to curse, right?
It's too late for that.
Okay. Whatever the number is, X percentage. So let's say it's 5%. 5% of police officers, 5% of doctors, 5% of comedians, they're assholes.
Right.
They're racist, all these things. But it's not 90%. It's not 50%. No, it's not 20%.
I posted on somebody, L.A. Hardy, who's a comic, posted something about it. It was a cop that actually was saying, look, man, we got to stop, you know, fucking worrying about the cops. I mean, you know, for the most part. And you know what? And I'm like, for every fucking incident of some sort of brutality you see, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of acts of heroism from police officers on a daily basis.
Look, anybody that's running in when I'm running out, I'm cool with. Not that there's not bad cops. There's bad cops, but there's also bad comedians.
Bad accountants.
And there's bad
accountants. There's bad plumbers, okay?
And when I say bad, I'm not talking about their skill. I'm talking about their scumbags. Yeah. They don't like you because you're black. They don't like you because you're a woman. They don't like you for whatever reason.
Miserable fucks. And I said this on the show yesterday, like the bad Yelp review principle. Like sometimes, you know, I don't like to give bad Yelp reviews because who knows? Everybody's entitled to a bad day.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to destroy the reputation of a restaurant because, you know, who knows? You know, like, you know, this guy couldn't deliver the pizza on time. Well, it turns out his wife called. She was having a baby. So I'm going to sit there and piss on the restaurant because I got my delivery late.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Understand the circumstance. You know, everybody's ready to complain and throw people under the bus.
But when you go back, so the players, so to a man.
I'm doing fine, Joe Gonzalez. My blood pressure's fine. My earlobes are right. Go ahead.
To a man. Now, he's not getting red. I'm sitting really close. To a man, the.
Don't touch my leg.
To a man,
oh, that was
the soldiers that I've spoken to all agree.
Right.
Neil, no, that's why I'm doing it. But also, here's where the whole argument ends.
Right.
I own the Miami Dolphins, and I say you're not kneeling. That's
right.
My business.
Right.
It's not, and whatever you think of it, I had enough money. By the way, for the record, I don't know the Miami Dolphins. But it's some, you own that business.
They're kneeling during the game. They're getting the shit beat out of them.
But the truth is the NFL has a right to say that. By the way, in the NBA, there is a rule that says you stand for the anthem, period.
Right, that's it.
That's it. Now, the NBA, but this whole issue is a fight between the commissioner's office and the players. It doesn't happen in the NBA because the commissioner's office and the players union get along.
Right.
But we turn everything now into the fight of morals.
Right.
And it's not, this is not a moral issue because the players do have, if the players want to, before the game, go out in the parking lot and kneel before and in protest, no one, they can't be stopped. They can't be fired for that.
Right.
They can't, any of those things. But as the owner of the team, I also have the right to say, hey, listen, you're not doing that. Now, a lot of these owners have come out and said, we will pay the fines.
Right.
So they have the right to do that, too. I would personally never kneel for the national anthem because my father, my grandfather's.
You couldn't get back up, let's be honest.
I probably wouldn't be able to stand up again. Sometimes I kneel if a chip falls because that shit's expensive.
Listen, so here's the thing. I don't give a shit either. You do whatever you want to do. Again, it's your personal freedom. You do what you want. I'm not here to tell you what to do.
Well, as someone who was a teacher for 3 years, I had to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance every day.
And there's a lot of kids.
There's a lot of kids that don't stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. There's kids that do stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right. Let them do whatever they want. That's a decision. Listen, that's what our life is all about. It's about the decisions we make.
Although, truth be told, if the school board decided to make a law, a rule that said everybody stands, they have the right to do that. By the way, in the laws, you don't have First Amendment rights in school.
Right.
You don't have first off, kids don't have those rights.
Right.
But the whole thing comes down to, hey, the NFL as a group has decided that this is what we're going to do. They own the teams. You may think they're all assholes. By the way, have you ever met a billionaire? Most of them are assholes. They have to be.
Well, with power comes a lot of... That's a big thing about this thing I'm writing a book about you know. You know, it's called... I don't know if I should give it away, but Freedom Costs.
Yeah.
Now, you're right. This is a business. NFL's suffering. Ratings were down, right? People are tired of watching and there's all kinds of other shit that even before this national anthem thing occurred with, you know, arrests and all kinds of, you know, shit happening with NFL players. And look, it's a big picture thing. It's not about a moral issue. It's about real numbers. The NFL is starting to say now that, hey, it's affecting our numbers. Now the donors have to come together and say, look, you can be right next to your teammates, but you're all going to be sitting there playing in a fucking stadium with 10,000 people in it if you keep fucking up. So getting back to the White House thing, you know, again, what do you expect? You know, if half the team doesn't want to come, you think Donald Trump's going to, fuck them. He's going to, that's it. Enough of this right. shit. You know what I mean? Do you really think it's a big deal? Like, it's a traditional thing that's happened. Let's go, let's say the president. Everybody's like, oh, well, nobody ever said that, you know, Obama, great. Yeah, listen, he was the first black president. It's a historic photo with the guy. Donald Trump is the first president, you know, that no one half the fucking country can't stand, in a sense. You right. know what I mean? And look, and if, whatever the reason is. But, and that's why, fuck it, he doesn't give a shit. Don't fucking come. You know, right. let's have a different party. Let's do something else. Who wants people from Philadelphia on our fucking house anyway?
Right, they're fucking assholes. By the way, huge Eagles fan. I do wish one thing. If I wish that Trump would stop tweeting. Because, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, Dougie, honestly. And I wish you would kind of shut up a little bit. Because.
You just tell me shut up.
No, I didn't tell you to shut up. Just Don.
Yeah, of
Don,
course.
If you're listening, just because, honestly, the things he's talking about. Look. We're the only country in the world that doesn't have massive immigration laws. Italy just said they're not only not letting any more immigrants yeah. in, they're kicking them out. We're the only, if you can't go, you can't just, by the way, everybody, all these celebrities have said, if he gets elected, I'm moving to Canada.
Yeah,
Canada's not interested.
Yeah.
They can't. It's not. But if he would, so the things that he's talking about doing, the economy's doing better than it's done in years.
Yeah.
Whether that's because of him, in spite of him, whatever. You're the president. You get credit for
whatever
it.
That is.
Whatever
at least
it is.
It's not destroyed. If we had believed what other people want us to believe, the world would be at over right now. The country would be in shambles.
Because the truth is ask everybody that hates him or loves him, by the way, or hates him, and then ask the people that hate Barack Obama, both of them. Ask those people. This is the same question I ask every time someone tells me they hate one side or the other.
Get to it.
By the way, I hate both sides because I think they're all liars. But ask them this. Did you vote for your last city council election? Because that affects your life a billion times more than who the president
all right,
is.
Let's not get into that nonsense. Anyway, right. So anyway, when it comes down to it, I don't give a fuck who goes to the White House, who doesn't go to the White House. You know what I mean? And you know, people, like, it's not a part. What I'm more concerned with is eating, having air conditioning, having my own fucking laundry machines.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know. Listen, I would wire the same shit all day if I had to go fucking to a laundromat.
You know, they have wash, fold, and dry where they'll do it for you.
Now, two other things happen, and you know what? We probably won't even do straight from the headlines. We don't have time today. But so we'll just do the topics that I was going to bring up today. First of all, because we should get through this one quick, Miss America is scrapping its swimsuit competition and will no longer judge based on physical appearance. I brought this statement up because this is when you know you're fucking nuts. This is when you know you've got to a point where you have lost. We are no longer humans. We are fucking... I don't even know what to say. We're soulless. Miss America pageant is about beautiful women, smart women, right. and look hot in bathing suits. You're going to take away the bait. Oh my God! You talk about taking away the most exciting part of the whole thing. I want to hear how she feels and what she's going to do for world peace. That's what I want. You know, replace the swimsuit. You know, why don't we just have them playing? Why don't we just have a big game? Have them all compete in a game of Jenga. that's what they should do in the Miss America, Miss Universe. No, it's not about looks anymore. You know what? You know what's going to happen in a couple of years? They're going to let transgenders,
of course,
get involved, and you know it's going to be this. Oh, everybody should get a trophy. I don't know.
This goes to everything. We no longer think of big picture, right? The way government and any entity should work is think of what affects the most people and then work your way down to what affects two guys,
mm-hmm.
right? The transgender bathroom thing, right? The kids know what to do.
A fraction of percentage of a population. That's what we're worried about.
It's a grain of sand compared to all the sand in the world.
That's it.
But I don't understand what the... They're saying it's objectifying women, I'm assuming, which is the reason to get rid of the swimsuits.
Right.
But isn't someone getting up there and going... Tell me what you would do for this. Let me see how you walk down the aisle. Isn't that whole thing? I mean, yes, it is. It's objectifying women. But that's the purpose of it. That's the purpose of the thing.
Isn't it the whole point of a beauty pageant to objectify?
Yeah. Women? I mean, you're making a judgment. You know, that's the point. That's why it's crazy. Miss America is scrapping its swimsuit competition and will no longer judge contestants based on physical appearance.
So what's the contest now? What is the judging criteria of the contest?
How many Twitter followers they have?
How do you select?
It's a math test.
Yeah. They're going to get there.
How are you selecting this? Mm. Isn't it based on what you look like?
Their knowledge of marine biology.
Yeah.
We are a competition. In place of the swimsuit portion of the competition, Miss America contestants will now take part in live interactive sessions with judges. Ooh, that sounds exciting.
So morons, so a couple B-level celebrities are going to ask a couple C-level celebrities questions.
They're going to be asked to demonstrate their passion, intelligence, and overall understanding of the job of Miss America. Well, I got to go around and smile.
Right, isn't, what does she do? Doesn't she go to like high schools and smile at the kids so that the boys have something to go home and jerk off to?
Well, I mean, listen, if you're jerking off to Miss America, I don't think I ever in my entire life ever masturbated to a Miss America. I can honestly say that.
No, I mean, I'm going back to
Miss Universe.
Victoria's Secret,
well,
yes.
Victoria's Secret is the greatest. I mean, as a kid who was
National
lived
Geographic.
Before. Yeah. As a kid who lived before the internet, Victoria's Secret catalog was the greatest invention.
When your family
in the world.
Members came from a different country, especially in England, they brought those newspapers over. They had nudes in
Page
there.
Page 6, yeah.
You got to watch Benny Hill every once in a while. A tit would show up in a Benny Hill TV show.
Life
that was what you did.
So much better.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude.
This Miss America thing is so stupid.
Stupid. Listen, that's if you could say whatever you want about this president, but the reason why the guy's president is because this shit's happening.
Yeah.
Because somebody complained so fucking much about everything. And that's why your story comes into it, because it's gotten to this point where everybody's like, so, you know, they think they could just fall into that situation. They could just fall down on the ground and cry, you know, and whine about things. And I'm going to get help. And then guess what? Everybody goes to help that person because they think they need help. But meanwhile, the true aid that needs to be distributed is not being done.
No.
Because too many people on this earth are fucking babies.
I don't know. Do you think... You said the reason this stuff's happening is the reason this guy's president is because stuff like this is happening. You think stuff like this is happening because Trump is president?
No, this didn't happen
because,
a year ago.
No.
This didn't start a year ago with people being pussies. Excuse me, but this is what it pisses me off when people go about Trump, and I am not a Trump supporter, but
the
society didn't collapse 18 months ago.
Here's my one thing with Trump, and it's I'm not a guy that really hates Trump, and I didn't vote for him either. I didn't vote in that last election.
You're doing your laundry.
I was busy doing my laundry. It's just the fact that an entertainer is president. People feel like they could say
whatever
they want him.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you this right now. Ronald Reagan would be one of the best.
But not
in
only
history.
But Ronald Reagan was an actor. Donald Trump is a reality TV show.
Yeah, but understand this.
No, Donald Trump
was a billionaire first. That's like saying, like, I've been a financial advisor for 29 years. I've been a comic for 12. If I die tomorrow, they're going to say he was a financial advisor.
Right.
It's all about decision-making processes. I'm all for it because we needed to renegotiate a lot of shit in this country. Yeah. It's time to renegotiate. And a guy who dealt with, you know, social, who spoke eloquently and was nice to everybody, is not going to make a major deal. That's why the guy. What I said was, it was getting to the point, you know, with the gay marriage thing. Do it. We don't need to worry about it. Transgender bathrooms, great, whatever. Is this really an issue that we have to worry about? And people like this political correctness. You know, I find it odd that somebody expects me to be careful about how I say something to the 300 million people on this country versus. Those fucking people should just learn not to fucking let words hurt them so bad. You know, when this country gets thin-skinned and you start telling me, it's one of my jokes with my wife. My wife is an Asian woman and she's telling me how to communicate. This is the whole point of that joke. It's like, if you have to, I had girlfriends, you should say this to me then. No. You should be a little fucking, what you're telling me is I got to keep dancing around and try to figure that shit out. Why don't you just learn how to figure me out? You know, that's the thing. People are being asked to. That's why people. This is why the American the Miss Universe pageant isn't going to judge beauty anymore, because beauty has become a sin. The connection with it and all this kind of say it's becoming taboo. And this is where we're all sitting with our head up our ass. And speaking of people with their head up their ass, I thought this is interesting. This happened today in South Florida. I saw the helicopters, but a phony hostage call leads police to the incident and Parkland student's house. David Hogg's home was. SWAT teams hit it and everything because somebody called in that their family was being held hostage. And what I'm going to say is, as a security guy, I spent like 7, 8, 9 years in professional armed security work for details and high-end, high-mark individuals. This was to find out where he lived. This was to get him. If you want to, now every camera, and you knew the press was going to happen, somebody wanted to see exactly where this guy lived without looking it up. So now you know where
he
lives.
Gone.
Now you know where he lives. And the only thing, listen, this is what I'm going to say. God bless these kids for what they went through and everything. God bless them for what they're fighting for. At least they're fighting for something. They're not sitting there playing fucking video games all day. That being said, that I don't like it when the news, right, reports him as a survivor of the shooting. He was not in school that day.
Oh, he wasn't?
It's reported that he was not in school when this happened. Conspiracy theorists have thought maybe his father knew something with this false flag nonsense, like the whole thing could have been set up, which it's all, yeah. But it feeds to that.
Yeah.
Like, why was he home that day and he wasn't sick? Because he felt good enough to fucking do a bunch of press interviews that day. So he was not a survivor. He was not there. He was home. Let's get that straight. That's something that came up. So when I read that, I'm like, no, you had to be at the school that day to be a survivor of it. Otherwise, I could have been a survivor because the school is a mile and a half from my house.
Right.
I'm a survivor of the Parkland shootings. Just want to make sure we keep it clear before. So this guy gets the true credibility that he's going to get. Let him get. But I'm telling you, and I've said this. A police officer in Coconut Creek got in trouble because he said this guy's going to end up being hit.
By the way, I went to high school with that guy.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm telling you, I spoke to him just yesterday. He's in the middle of this 5 days off that he got.
Right.
And we're true to my word. I said to him, "You're an idiot. Why would you say that?"
Right.
And he goes, "You're right. I'm a total moron for saying it." I said, "You're not stupid. You're not an idiot for feeling it because you don't want." He doesn't want the kid to get run over by a car.
It's just something you force.
He wants the kid to use his brain a little more.
Right.
I agree with you. These kids are, I am so encouraged by these kids waking up and doing something other than twitting and playing video games.
Right.
Or whatever. But the message is over.
I'm going to say this because he said it. And it's not because I'd wished it upon him, but I just foresee things, much like I've foreseen his story. But I would not be surprised if something happens to this kid. And somebody says, oh, he's a survivor and the kid's doing it, but he's stepping up and actually, in the eyes of a lot of Americans, is actually spearheading the movement to get rid of guns in this country.
Yeah.
So when you do that, you're going to rally up the hoople heads, and a lot of stupid people are going to get weird ideas, and that's why when this happened today, it hit me like a brick that somebody called this in to see the reaction time and to find out exactly where this guy's house is. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Love it.
Didn't even get to straight from the headlines. You guys were so intriguing in conversation that we didn't even get to straight from the headlines. See? How you like that?
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you, Dougie.
It's been great. Guys, by the way, it is, Tuesday. On Thursday, I'm going to be, you're there at the show, right? You're in the show?
Yeah.
In Delray Beach. Where is it, the name of the place?
Taverna
Treya?
Trella. Yeah, I'm hosting.
Trella.
You're headlining.
We're all on the show. Taverna Trella in Delray Beach. I got some folks coming out. Friday and Saturday, I'm headlining Porky's Comedy Club in St. Cloud, Florida. Go out there for the show. Next week, I'm going to be with Chris Priester, co-headlining the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Go to Dougie Almeida Day for more dates. Follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Also, go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. That's our home site, our main archive site. Become a patron listener. We're asking for donations as little as $1 a month. So if you guys are watching us on Facebook, you want to pay a quarter, it's 2 shows a week, right? That's 8 shows a month. So if you paid a quarter a show, how much is that, Danny the Jew?
It's $2, Dougie.
$2 a month. That's all I'm asking.
Fast.
Thank you, sir. I noticed I didn't ask you. You're a teacher.
English teacher.
All right, that's true. That's how smart I am. I'm not going to ask an English. I mean, if I wanted punctuation or grammar, I definitely would ask you, which I suck at, by the way. What else would I say? Become a patron listener. We appreciate it. Follow us on Facebook. Make sure you join us. Matt, besides tonight, or Thursday night, what else you want to plug?
If people want to buy my play that I wrote on Amazon.com, it's called The Renaissance Men.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to plug.
All right, go on Amazon and look up Matt Heath's Renaissance Man.
Me, I got DannyTheJew.com. Go check it out. It's where all my shit is.
Right.
Podcast coming back soon.
There
and
you go.
A bunch of shows with Dougie and Matt here are coming up.
There you
up.
Go. Thanks again for listening, guys. We're back next week. Of course, Cyril Dobrik and Ethan Moore will be here on Monday. And that's it. Thanks for watching. God bless. We'll see you here next time at the same time.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one.
love. Setting fire to the sky is the ending. Carry to the world, children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The evening light hit the ground. Journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of the sun, they started to climb.